This is CliffCentral.com.
We've got to speak to Selego Tsatsi, who's here with me at the moment. We're going to talk about your money. It's the money shot. And Anthea's birthday yesterday, so she's not even around, right, Selego?
Yes, nice morning. Yeah, I'll be standing in for
that's
the
That's good. We like Anthea. Seeing you, man.
I believe she's in Cape Town, so happy belated to her.
Good. So, first of all, we've got to talk about the fact that this is the worst week since 2016 on the stock market, right?
Yeah, it was a bit of a choppy week. So the US stock market was down about 6%, and that's broadly what was experienced kind of globally. The driver behind that seems to be fears over a trade war between the US and China. So the US announced, the Trump administration announced last week that they're going to impose tariffs on about $50 billion worth of Chinese imports. And then the Chinese announced on Friday they'd retaliate potentially by imposing tariffs on $3 billion worth of American imports. And so it just seems like the first round of a potentially long and destabilizing trade war between the two.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
That would be bad for everybody, right?
Exactly. And yeah. I mean, they're by far the two biggest economies, and they're at such a size now where when those two sneeze, we all catch a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's hope that that doesn't turn into a trade war, and let's hope that the stock market can recover a little bit because we were doing so well.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is mostly around steel and aluminium, right?
So this is actually separate from that. This is in addition to those tariffs. This latest announcement is it's because the US perceives China to have infringed upon and basically engaged in intellectual property theft. So the tariffs would be on a range of goods, consumer goods, electronics, tennis balls, kind of just a range of goods. But it's not just steel and aluminium. That's kind of separate, yeah.
All right, because I heard about that, and I heard, you know, Trump is suddenly getting very vocal about the American steel industry.
Yeah, and China was quite clever. They, in their retaliation or their potential retaliation, they looked at what goods are important to, I guess, swing states in the U.S. And then they said, okay, how can we... So the $3 billion value, it's pretty small in comparison to the $50 billion value that Americans are targeting. But politically, it's very sensitive goods such as soybeans.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going after very particular people here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just talk about Facebook because I mentioned this already. And they really are having the worst time at the moment.
Yeah.
And probably deserve to be because Cambridge Analytica, they obviously gave out all this information and people have been building databases on, 3 billion users or something? It's just scary. I mean, this is obviously very bad news for Zuckerberg's personal fortune.
Yeah.
But it's also bad news for a lot of tech stocks.
Yeah, so the tech sector got hit kind of on the back of this. Facebook lost about $50 billion of market cap or value this past week on the back of this this controversy. It went from about a $530 billion market cap to 480. Mm. So, I mean, Zuckerberg's still doing fine.
He's not begging on the street corner.
Yeah. But I'm actually very curious about this because if you look at Facebook, it's not just Facebook, the platform. They also own Instagram, WhatsApp,
right.
And then Oculus, their virtual reality company. And so I guess as investors looking just from a purely financial standpoint, you have to ask, are people going to leave Instagram in droves?
Yeah.
Or WhatsApp in
droves? You see, someone will say, oh no, I'm going to leave Facebook, but they won't leave all of the others. They won't stop using WhatsApp.
Yeah. And I mean, Facebook's gotten so big now that even if you leave one of their platforms,
you're still on another.
You're probably going to be on another.
All right.
They have us captive.
Yeah. I mean, Elon...
The Elon Musk thing. I mean, that was something that happened this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great example. So he deleted the SpaceX and Tesla Facebook pages, but he still got his personal Instagram page up.
Right.
I mean, is he going to delete that as well? You have to ask, how far is it going to go?
Regulation is what a lot of people also think needs to be taken into account here. Now, I'm always very, very nervous about regulation. The minute you get government involved and they start making rules for everybody, it becomes messy. And in the market, the less regulation you have, usually the better.
Yes. And ironically, regulation might actually help Facebook in the sense that they're now the biggest player in the social networking space. And so for a newcomer to try and compete with them will be difficult if you had additional regulation, because Facebook can quite easily handle those extra costs.
Yeah.
But a new player, you know, a startup, it becomes tougher to compete.
So in other words, it entrenches their position as the big gorilla in the room.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Well, I don't know if people are going to stop using Instagram and WhatsApp as well as Facebook, but we'll have to wait and see. Dropbox.
Yes, we also had a Dropbox IPO last week.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're listing?
Yes, so they listed. They're currently not making any money, so they made about $100 million loss on $1 billion of revenue. But the market seems to view it as a growth stock, so they're looking at what they could make kind of 3, 5, 10 years down the line. It's valued at about $12 billion.
Is that like the Dropbox I use on my laptop and transfer files to my phone or my home computer or any of that stuff? Is that it?
Yeah, it's that Dropbox. So their biggest segment of customers are businesses rather than individuals. And then they're competing with the likes of Google or Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft. I think I'd prefer Alphabet or the Google parent company,
mm-hmm.
just because you're not betting on one player. You've got, you know, YouTube, all the Google properties, Google Finance, Gmail, etc. But I think Dropbox is an interesting company to watch.
All right. Well, that's a good one to know. And then let's just have a look here, because there's Naspers is back in the news again.
Yes, so they had quite a major announcement last week that they'd be selling 2% of their stake in Tencent.
Now, why would they do that? Do they need money?
So they alleged, or their rationale that they gave publicly, is that they want to shore up their balance sheet. And yes, basically they want to raise some funds for the businesses they have outside of Tencent.
Okay, the ones that aren't making money.
Yes. But some
like multi-choice.
Yes. And some analysts are speculating that really they're taking a view on the valuation of Tencent. So they're looking at the share price of Tencent. They're saying, hey, this is kind of, you know, maybe not expensive, but it's fully valued. Let's take some off the top.
Sell while you're at the top.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, I think.
But do they have to block some holes in their balance sheet at the moment? Is that part of the problem?
So that's why it's a bit confusing, because they've got essentially no debt on the balance sheet at the moment. So you look at the rationale they give and it doesn't quite add up.
Doesn't make sense.
In addition to that, they've said they won't sell any more Tencent shares for 3 years, which I think is quite disappointing for investors who had been hoping that, you know, that could be a potential way for them to unlock the discount that Naspers trades at.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, they took a hit. They took a 9% hit for the week, right?
Yeah, they would. Naspers was down 9%. Tencent was down 10%. Tencent actually reported a pretty good set of results last week, but I think they got hit along with the broader market.
Now, while Jacob Zuma was the president, we were on tenterhooks every time this happened, and now Cyril's in. We're not so concerned anymore. Moody's decided not to downgrade South Africa.
Yeah, so this is an awesome bit of news for the country. They've decided to keep us one notch above junk status.
Oh, that's so sweet of them. Isn't that nice?
Very sweet, at investment grade. And they've also changed the outlook to stable. This is obviously hugely positive from a financial standpoint for us as a country. Our bond market should rally, which should bring interest rates down a bit. It gives the Reserve Bank the ability to cut interest rates a bit more, which is, you know, a relief for consumers. And the currency should strengthen on the back of this as well.
It sounds very good. All right. I like it. I like the sound of that. So, Leho, you've got good news and bad news for us this morning.
Yeah, a mixture.
All right, plenty to think about. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Very good. Selejo Tsatsi and Anthea will be back next Monday for those people who love Anthea, but Selejo's information is as good, so you have no reason to doubt that this is useful stuff. You can plug that into the beginning of your week.
This is CliffCentral.com.